With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff.
Previously, on My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Belinda looked across at Grigor and followed his lead. He was clumsily poking Zara's right breast.
just like gently stabbing, like, there.
You like this, right?
Belinda quickly started to slowly pull apart her...
Quickly started to slowly.
Good.
Fuck me, Grigor. Belinda, come down on me and give me my feast.
Oh!
She is filth. Hi, so let's talk Herb Alpert.
Oh, yes, what's the latest?
Well, so I did a little review of the charts. Number one. In the jazz charts on iTunes.
Not to be scoffed at.
Yeah,
pretty
right.
Cool. I think that's pretty good.
Well done, everyone. That is excellent news.
A number one in UK, US, and Norway, weirdly.
Jazz charts.
And then I think overall in the UK, we got to about 79. So I think, round of applause.
Well done, Herb.
Belinkas, you have done us proud.
It's a great success, everybody.
I think 99p well spent all round.
It's My Dad Wrote a Porno. It's chapter 8. James and Alice, hi guys.
Hello, you.
Yo.
How's it going?
Yeah, really good.
Just debriefing on last ep, saying it was truly nauseating, more than any episodes before, I think.
But on a plus side, she was a record breaker.
Yeah.
Cheryl Baker record breaker.
Oh my God, Cheryl Baker would be so proud.
Chris Akabusi, get him on the phone.
Do you think there was an official adjudicator in the room? Like, yes, and that's 269.
I'd love it if John Anderson from Gladiators was there. Over to John Anderson.
Belinda, ready!
You will come on my first whistle. You will come on my second whistle.
And also, she grew some balls last
Did she?
Chapter. Not physically, James, don't worry. You didn't miss that much. Excitable there. You were like, did she? Indeed. Finally, something I can get on board with. No, she grew some cojones. She was like authoritative and didn't stand partial information.
For Grigor's palming off of her. She was like, no, sorry, I've been part of this big crowd and I want to know what I'm worth.
Exactly.
Did we find out what the next chapter was called?
I can't recall. Shall I tell you now?
Yes, please.
So chapter 8 is called Amsterdam to London, Sky High.
We anticipated this at the beginning of the book. Are we going to get what we were after?
Well, if the title is to be believed, then yes. But then again, it is Rocky Flintstone, so maybe not.
Mile High Club had to happen at some point.
I mean, she's not going to get on a plane and knowingly not have sex. Unless she's taken a sleeping pill and she's out for the count. I can think of no reason why she wouldn't.
Even then, she'll just dream sex.
Of course.
Or
just leave her like blanket to the side. You know when they say like, always make sure that we can see that your seatbelt's done up. She'll just place the blanket to the side as she falls asleep. Like probably like crotchless panties or something on.
Just no knickers whatsoever.
Exactly.
Vag out.
Because they give you those stickers now that say like, do wake me for a meal, don't wake me for a meal. And she'll just have a sticker that's like, do wake me for a shag, don't wake me for a shag. She's like, I can't be bothered, let me sleep through.
How long's the flight from Amsterdam to London?
I think it's probably only a couple of hours, if that.
Oh, so she can get about 12, 13 guys in.
It's a lot of cabin crew.
I feel sorry for whoever's sat next to her on the plane. I hope she's in an emergency exit seat so they can just jump out. Leave me alone!
All right, should we find out?
Yes.
Okay, Belinda Blink 2, Chapter 8, Amsterdam to London, Sky High.
Obviously, how else?
The ebb,
airport, Belinda hoped she would have enough time to replace her missing thong, bra, and her somewhat tired but still sexy heels so she could feel slightly more respectable for the London flight.
So what's she got on at the airport?
She's gone straight from the sex window
no,
to the airport.
No, she can't possibly have.
I think she has. Why has she got no clothing with her?
So she gone with no shoes on to the airport?
Has she still got her high heels wrapped in her transparent dress?
Well, she did have a briefcase with her that she had said dress in, so we assume she's got a change of clothes.
Yeah, but this is Belinda we're talking about.
Hmm.
So if she has got a change of clothes, great, but if not, she's just carrying a briefcase. Is that all she's got on her?
Can you read that?
That takes the word strip search to a whole new level.
Ready!
Yeah, just read that again. I want to understand what you're saying.
Okay. At the airport, Belinda hoped she would have enough time to replace her missing thong, bra, and her somewhat tired but still sexy heels so she could feel slightly more respectable for the London flight.
So she's got a dress on but like none of her inner clothing.
Belinda always thought that smart footwear was an important factor when meeting someone for the first time.
Like that's what they're looking at. Come on.
Well, there was a thing recently that there was a poll that they said that women look at a man's shoes. It's one of the first
I've
things.
I've heard that.
Yeah, but are a man's boobs out on show? Because she's essentially, we established, wearing, what is it, like a see-through rain mac is basically what she's got on with no underwear on. You wouldn't go, oh, nice loafers. You'd be like, I can see a tash and tush or whatever you called it last time.
Tash?
Tash.
She didn't intend to meet anyone, just to look respectable enough to get through security and on the plane.
There you go, James. I mean, to be fair, you don't have to look that respectable to get through security.
No,
that's not
what
they're checking
what
for.
Like.
Yeah, it's not a sartorial judgment.
Yeah, and the less you have on, the better. Because, yeah, she's not carrying anything. She's apart from peanuts, probably.
Oh.
Oh, God. She didn't intend to meet anyone, just to look respectable enough to get through security and on the plane. She was out of luck.
Someone at security's like, she's a tramp.
All the clothing concessions at Amsterdam Airport had closed by the time Peter had dropped her off. There was nothing for it except to stick it out.
Oh, no.
What, stick it out and what she's wearing, she means?
Belinda went through security without being strip searched.
When are you ever strip searched? I've never, ever been strip. I've never even seen someone taken aside to be strip searched.
I do know someone who got strip searched.
Do you?
In Indonesia.
What
like,
happened?
Full on.
Fingers up the bum?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Spread arse cheek.
Oh, God.
It was his birthday.
I bet it was.
What a treat.
Seriously. Sounded
is
horrific.
Is that why they did it? Because it was his birthday?
Probably.
We looked at his passport. They were like, oh,
is that their version of birthday bumps?
Yeah. They spread it 32 times.
You get a free prostate exam.
That's horrendous.
Isn't it? I thought it was folklore that they even did that.
Well, lucky him.
Mm. Belinda went through security without being strip searched and entered the departure lounge. The noise of many females chatting excitedly wafted across the large area. She looked around, trying to ascertain where the noise was coming from. Then she saw them. About 30 ladies were standing around in small groups, waiting for the flight to London.
Is this a hen do or something?
Presumably.
Oh, do you think?
Yeah.
Well, a gaggle.
All wearing those sashes.
Oh.
Bride-to-be.
Tiaras.
Slept-to-be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slept-to-be. Inflatable cock in one hand.
Real cock in the other.
Yeah. I wonder if Belinda's looking at the Hendu and thinking, they must have had a quiet weekend compared to what, like, when your weekend was more raucous than a 30-person Hendu.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You know you're not living your life right.
Then she saw them. About 30 ladies were standing around in small groups waiting for the flight to London. Even stranger, they were all sloppily dressed in crumpled business attire, similar to herself.
What?
Are they on a Belinda-themed stag? Hendu?
How many of those have happened in the world?
They're going to start happening, aren't they? Everyone's going to be dressed as Belinda on their Hendu.
Was there a conference?
Oh.
That Belinda wasn't invited to.
Belinda went over to them, wondering what was going on.
Nosy bitch.
Yeah, they're getting a flight home.
None of your business.
What's it got to do with her?
Were they Dutch? They certainly dressed like they were.
What? A, what does that look like? B, did she think she was going to be on the flight on her own? I know hers was the only bag on the carousel when she landed, but...
Also, did she just think she's the queen of business, that she could just go up to anyone who seems to
I'm sorry, what's your business here? I'm the queen of business.
I'm doing pots and pans, thank you.
She is the queen bee.
She likes to think she is, but actually, if she keeps acting like this, something bad will happen.
Hello? Hello, said one of the ladies in English as she approached them. The way you're dressed, you must be on our flight as well.
Is it a themed flight?
But why? But aren't they just wearing crumpled business wear? That's what she said.
Yeah. That's great. I think that makes 31 of us.
What?
Belinda smiled and thought, this seems to be genuine.
Genuine? Genuine what?
Are we missing some
genuine
crucial
madness?
Hang on, have we missed a chapter somewhere?
Yeah.
Let me just check. No, we're definitely on the right chapter.
Because there's been no explanation of what happened after she left the window. There's literally, we don't have a clue what's going on now.
Can you ever imagine going up to a group of people waiting for flight and being like, sorry, like, why are you on this flight? Like, what an aggy approach.
That's great. I think that makes 31 of us. Belinda smiled and thought, this seems to be genuine. What on earth is going on?
Quite.
Good question.
That makes four of us.
Belinda listened to the chit-chat, trying to pick up any clue as to why these trampily dressed women were here.
I mean, Belinda doesn't look exactly Belle of the Ball, does she?
Yeah.
Yes, my sales have been shooting up with the new TV advert. Have you noticed an increase? The question wasn't directed at Belinda, but at the lady standing next to her. Why, yes. My plastic wear has been especially popular.
Plastic wear? Not a thing.
A plastic pot and pan? That's going to melt.
But on a TV, you can't see that. TV ad, you see?
Why, yes. My plastic wear has been especially popular. I just wish we could get a good supplier of pots and pans on board.
Ding, ding, ding,
oh,
ding.
Oh, for God's sake.
What are the chances?
What do they call that? Oh, yeah, contrived.
I just wish we could get a good supplier of pots and pans on board.
Oh, they said good supplier, so they weren't actually talking about Belinda.
So many customers keep asking for a quality pot.
Where can I get a quality pot in this day and age?
Also, how many viewers on QVC are calling up to be like, I love your product, but also, where can I get a quality pot?
Is this a general helpline? Because I need a pan.
Also, I've got a rash.
Belinda's ears pricked up immediately. Pots and pans? It suddenly dawned on her.
It suddenly dawned on her.
That's what I do.
The penny's dropped, but from like 35,000 feet. Why has it taken her so long?
Is she still drunk?
It suddenly dawned on her. They must be attending a big weekend national sales conference in London at the O2.
At the O2.
The O2!
How big's this business?
It's in between Taylor Swift and
Adele plays the O2.
They must be attending a big weekend national sales conference in London at the O2. Tony had briefly mentioned it to her.
No, he hadn't. Not in the book.
I was a bit miffed Steels hadn't been invited to speak.
Well,
I mean you reap what you sow in terms of business.
Well, it's absolutely. And actually, she's done a lot of good business probably since they did the itinerary for that event.
Invites went out months ago, Anne.
Months ago, and she probably wasn't even in her position then.
She shouldn't beat herself up about it.
It's not her fault.
Who's she got to sleep with to get on that guest list?
I think we might be finding out.
Who's she got to promise not to sleep with?
Sorry, Belinda said.
I'm so sorry, can I just...
There's barge in here, sorry. Sorry, Belinda said, I don't mean to mislead you, but I'm a supplier. I just happen to be dressed similarly. What?
What is happening, boys? What's happening?
This is when Rocky's going off the rails.
Hang on. So I think this is in relation to the lady ages ago who said, hello, the way you're dressed, you must be on our flight as well. That's great, that makes 31 of us. Then Belinda says...
So they think she's in the party.
Yeah.
They think she's an official member of the conference.
Yes.
A delegate.
Exactly.
But if they're going to a conference, why are they all dressed like tramps?
Like, already.
Already. Why haven't, if they're on their way? I thought they were all rough from a big weekend.
Exactly.
I don't get it.
It's a good question, James.
Sorry, Belinda said. I don't mean to mislead you, but I'm a supplier. I just happen to be dressed similarly. Goodness, the first lady exclaimed. I love, still no one's got a name. The first lady. I mean, it's a classic dance.
Unless it's actually the first lady.
I can't believe it, said the 27th lady.
I can't believe it, said Michelle Obama. Goodness, the first lady exclaimed. So you're not on the official pre-conference Dutch fact-finding tour?
Say that 10 times fast.
So this isn't even the conference. They're just going for a fact-finding mission.
So you're not even on the Dutch pre-fact-finding conference tour?
What are they going to do? Find out where like the nearest Nando's is and things like that? Like, just plan where they're going to eat?
The second lady said, "Who are you with?" "Steels, Pots and Pans," replied Belinda, still struggling with that company name.
Oh, for fuck's sake, stop cringing at the name.
"Crikey," said the first lady. "Quality stuff, then."
She's obviously heard of the Oxybrilla range.
"We like to think so. What's your names?"
Oh, thank God. I thought she'd never ask.
"What's your names?"
"What's your names?"
"What are your names?" Not "what's your names?"
Well, thank goodness they're actually being asked. She's usually at the end of the conversation, she'd be like, "I'm Belinda. Thank you."
"What's your names?" "I'm Betty Wilkes."
Oh, Rocky. Every time, pulls out of the bag.
I couldn't have hoped for better.
"And this is our acting area manager, Vicky Woods."
Betty Wilkes and Vicky Woods.
Actual Victoria Wood is her name. Yes. And we know Rocky's a fan.
Yeah, all of us in the family are a huge fan of Victoria Wood. That must be an homage.
An homage, surely.
Unless it's like a kind of statement of their approach. Betty definitely will Vicky Wood.
if forced. Far too clever for Rocky, but yeah, I like what you're doing there.
"Belinda Blumenthal, nice to meet you. Can I get you both a cup of tea?"
Has she turned into like a really, I don't know, amiable Cockney neighbour? Who is she? "What's your names? Can I get you a cup of chat? Like, what's going on?" Well, who is she?
Not some jelly deals with that, darling.
Why has she turned all street?
"Belinda Blumenthal, very nice to meet you. Can I get you both a cup of tea?" "Seeing as you're the supplier, we'd prefer a glass of Chardonnay. You know, help settle our nerves for the flight and all that."
Betty and Vicky are like Belinda, just out for what they can get.
Yeah.
"Seeing as you're picking up the bill, I'll have a Chardonnay."
Also, in this world, is the only type of wine that's ever made Chardonnay? Is that apparently any other product?
Well, you know that that's the drink of the pre-conference, surely.
Oh, right, the fact-finding official Dutch tour, England versus Dutch official.
The official pre-conference Dutch fact-finding tour.
Well done.
Thank you. "We'd prefer a glass of Chardonnay. You know, help settle our nerves with the flight and all that," said a smiling Vicky.
Do you think Vicky and Betty are going to get forcibly removed from this flight?
About Kate Moss on an EasyJet flight.
Genuinely.
I mean, they're both basic bitches.
So.
Oh, honey.
"Ladies after my own heart," replied a smiling Belinda. 10 minutes later, saw the three of them sipping their Chardonnay as the aircraft started loading. "So you wouldn't mind popping into the conference next weekend? We'd only want a 10-minute presentation, and we'd love having your gear on board," said Vicky.
Oh, so this is a last-minute booking?
Yeah.
She's one good way in.
Well done, Belinda.
She's such a pro. "Be delighted," said Belinda, hardly believing her luck.
What a thrill.
I don't know. Playing the O2 is a pretty big deal, Alice.
She's not playing the O2.
Yes, she is.
She's doing a boring 10-minute talk on a frying pan.
Do you think she'll be billed as that? Headlining the O2. Yeah. Belinda Blumenthal.
I like to think that.
Plus, there'll just be like one front row of people and the rest of the place will be empty.
It's always really embarrassing when that happens.
Yeah.
You know those big billboards outside of the O2 that I think they're by MasterCard or some credit card, and it's basically about fans meeting the people that are playing at the O2. Do you think there'll be those posters, but of Belinda? Just people with her with pots and pans, like, it's the best day of my life.
She's a priceless moment.
She's a worthless moment.
"Be delighted," said Belinda, hardly believing her luck. It turned out the ladies both worked for a direct retail door-to-door and coffee mornings organisation.
Oh, sure.
A coffee mornings organisation.
What is that? Is that like the Women's Institute or something?
Yeah, that's like a parish gathering.
Door-to-door coffee mornings.
No, I think it's a door-to-door organisation and a coffee mornings organisation.
A direct retail door-to-door and coffee mornings organisation.
Oh my goodness, like when people have Tupperware parties.
Yeah,
do you remember off of the 80s? I mean, people don't do it now, so Rocky's really reaching back into time. But people did used to sell Tupperware at coffee mornings, right?
Yeah,
genuinely.
You two are both older than me, so I'll take your word for it.
James has attended many.
My mum used to actually, like, there was a jewellery retailer that you could have jewellery parties in your house, so my mum had turned the dining room into basically like a jeweller's.
I can imagine that.
So ridiculous.
Just dripping in gems.
Yeah. Like, but they were all like bejewelled insects and things like that, so she had this big spider
statement.
Brooch.
Costume jewellery, though.
But yeah,
not real jewels.
Oh no, not real jewels.
Yeah.
I mean, we lived in quite a rough area. But yeah, they are something off of like the 80s, that whole culture.
Yeah, because do you remember when people used to have those Ann Summers parties and they'd sell vibrators to their friends? It was all really strange.
Yeah.
Over tea and some walnut cake. Yeah.
And a coffee.
This is the modern equivalent of an Ann Summers party, what we're doing right now.
I ain't selling you guys anything.
No one's buying.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The ladies both worked for a direct retail door-to-door and coffee mornings organisation.
Don't we all? If I had a pound for every time I met somebody who did that, honestly.
Whilst they weren't big at present, they were strong in the north and southeast of England.
Strong in the north and the south, so the whole of the UK.
Strong in the north and the southeast of England, James. Oh, right,
thank fine. You, James.
So that's like Manchester, Liverpool, Leeds, and London.
And Dover.
All the big cities.
Margate cannot get enough of us.
Whilst they weren't big at present, they were strong in the north and southeast of England.
So who covers that area, please?
I was going to say, is that Dave Wilcox?
He's our man from the north, isn't he?
I think it's Dave Wilcox.
More importantly, they were growing steadily, and that sort of business would never affect the big retailers who Belinda presently relied on.
Say aye if you don't care. Aye.
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 It's another business-heavy chapter, isn't it?
It's just difficult for her to leave the country. Can't we just get her back to London already?
Vicky made a quick call to their central administration and spoke to one of the conference organisers. They were over the moon with the idea, as they had a few people pull out at the last minute. And Steele's, the manufacturer, would be a big attraction.
Well, why didn't they ask him in the first place?
They were desperate to do it.
Hmm.
Belinda will be good here because she's used to people pulling out at the last minute, so it's fine.
Hey.
You're on, Belinda. Mine's a gin and tonic when we get seated.
No, yours is a Chardonnay. You're already on the Chardonnay.
We're celebrating.
I'm celebrating.
My pleasure, Vicky. And thanks, Betty. What the fuck's Betty done?
What has Betty done?
Betty's done jack all. Betty is riding that wave.
Belinda was in the final row of the plane and was allowed to board from the rear steps.
Don't say rear.
Once they'd taken off, she organised the drinks for Betty and Vicky. She's not a trolley dolly, just order them.
Organise the
drinks. Get them yourself.
She's not an air hostess.
What fun, she thought, as she started to prepare some notes for her future presentation.
Literally, when she lands, is she going to the O2 for this presentation?
No.
She needs to... I think... Well, why are they going to London?
Yeah, but they'll go to the hotel and, like, freshen up. Surely they look like tramps.
Yeah, she really does. Get her a stage outfit.
What fun, she thought, as she started to prepare some notes for her future presentation. The plane wasn't overly full, and scattered around, mostly at the back, were uniformed air crew changing locations for morning flights.
So they were doing a crossover, but surely when you get on the plane, everybody's... The crew that you're going to have. They're not usually like, see you, Dave. All right, see you on Wednesday. Oh, Maria. No, make sure. No, you tell Tom what I said. They're not doing their, like, end of shift crossover.
I think they're all travelling back.
No, right. No, you don't just hitch a ride on the flight that you want to get on. It's not like, sorry, guys, this is a particularly busy flight because we've got 72 members of staff on this one.
No, you can. You absolutely can.
Not unlimited.
Not unlimited, but that's
what they're doing. With a gaggle at the back. Surely they take a seat.
But, Alice, the plane wasn't overly full.
Well, clearly.
A smart-looking, leggy blonde with decent-looking breasts and co-pilot uniform was sat across the aisle from Belinda.
Co-pilot? So she's the co-pilot, or she's just nicked an outfit from someone?
No, I think she's on...
Should she be at the front, in the cockpit?
No, I think a co-pilot from that airline is just hitching a lift back to London.
Right.
This isn't a bloody shuttle bus!
A smart-looking, leggy blonde with decent-looking breasts and a co-pilot uniform was sat across the aisle from Belinda. After 10 minutes of flying, she asked Belinda, purely out of curiosity, why all the ladies are wearing such sloppy business attire.
What do they mean by sloppy?
I feel like maybe ill-fitted, a bit drab, grey.
Like stains all over it?
I don't think so, just...
Crumpled?
Not their A-game, yeah.
Not starched.
Not steels, basically.
Not steels, girls.
Like these steels are just doing coffee mornings.
Their thongs aren't straight.
Exactly. After 10 minutes of flying, she asked Belinda, purely out of curiosity, why all the ladies were wearing such sloppy business attire.
Purely out of curiosity, as opposed to she's an undercover detective. Like, what else would it be out of?
She's an unconscionable bitch, is what she is.
Oh.
What?
She's bitching about people on a flight. Leave them alone.
She has, like, stuck her nose into someone else's business.
Yeah. Don't be judging people for how they're dressing. I hate people who do that.
That's what Belinda did.
That's true. It's a domestic utensil trade trip returning from Holland, and believe it or not, the sloppy business attire is their uniform, Belinda replied.
Oh, dear.
I'm glad she's cleared that up. That's their uniform. Who chose that?
Who chose a sloppy uniform? Is that how you buy it? Sloppy? What is it, linen?
Is it ill-fitting? Is it crumpled? We'll take it. 200, please.
How very interesting. And what a most unusual form of dress. My name's Hazel, by the way.
Okay, can we just take a step back?
Yeah.
What is going on? Like, Rocky's dropped the ball in this chapter, I feel like. He's not properly explaining what's going on.
He's also not operating in his usual style, because lots of introductions are happening, number one.
Mm.
Number two, he's gone business, but he's gone, like, cuckoo business.
So niche. More niche than pots and pans.
This is so small fry.
Yeah.
They work for a gathering of mums over coffee.
Yummy mummies in Northcote Road.
Does that count?
I mean, she's going to sell one pan at best.
That's what I mean. It's quite... It's not insignificant in that world, but in the scheme of business, that is not units racing off the shelves, is it?
Yeah.
I'm also just surprised, after building up, you know, it's become so graphic and so sexy, yeah, in inverted commas, why it's suddenly gone so business again. And
so parochial, like, yeah, like, who cares?
Yeah.
My thing is, though, it makes me feel uneasy, because when he goes into one of these lulls, it's because he's ramping up to something, and usually that something is repulsive.
It's like when the water, in Jurassic Park, when the water starts to move, it's like, oh God, oh, something bad's coming.
There's a sexual T-Rex on the way.
And her name may be Hazel. How very interesting. And what a most unusual form of dress. My name's Hazel, by the way. Belinda, come and sit next to me. Belinda's such a little...
Did she tell Hazel her name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Belinda, come and sit next to me.
Oh, Belinda's saying that.
Yeah.
Belinda, come sit next to me.
It's unclear.
Oh, Belinda said... Yeah. She's...
I tried to do it with intonation, but still right, wasn't clear.
I'm so confused.
Belinda, come and sit next to me. Hazel changed seats and settled herself down beside Belinda. Hot in here, said Belinda, as she opened the top button of her blouse, showing a fair amount of cleavage. Alice, you were right. You can read these books. So, well, you're a pro.
I saw it coming like a train in the night.
You were going to be the chairwoman of the Rocky Flintstone Appreciation Society in no time.
I thank you for this honour.
Is Belinda wearing a blouse?
Always.
Is it me? I'm just totally lost. Like, maybe I'm just not listening properly.
She's in crumpled business attire, which is why they thought that she was part of the delegation.
Yeah, so she's wearing what she wore for Dr. Robbins.
Right.
Which seems like a lifetime ago, so fair enough if you don't remember.
Yeah, okay.
Do you remember Dr. Robbins? He's in a trance somewhere, or jumped out of his office window, or God knows what.
I feel like I should stop asking questions, otherwise I'm just going to delay this even further.
I mean, we could just wrap up the podcast here.
Too many questions, we're now closed.
That's all it consists of.
Hot in here, said Belinda, as she opened the top button of her blouse, showing a fair amount of cleavage.
That'll cool her right down. That'll make such a difference. Just twizzle that thing above your head.
Here, said Hazel, I am a co-pilot and I understand these things. Let me adjust your air vent. It's just above you.
There you go.
Alice Levine.
I'm finally in the flow.
Did you write this book?
I wish.
And your life jacket is below yours. Like, what is she doing in the full safety announcement? Blow on the whistle.
And no smoking. Not even those pesky e-cigarettes.
You fly too often.
I know. Hazel's long arm snaked upwards and twisted the nozzle, letting a stream of cooling air flow over Belinda's face and tits.
If you've ever been on one of those flights, you'll know it's like somebody breathing on you on the bus. That's what it feels like. It's not refreshing.
You have to put your hand right next to it to tell if it's on.
Exactly.
Hazel's long arm snaked upwards and twizzled the nozzle, letting a stream of cooling air flow over Belinda's face and tits. How efficient of you, Hazel. Are you always so responsive?
To what? someone's complaints about the heat.
I really hope she doesn't run out of the cockpit if somebody says, oh, I'm a bit balmy. And she's like, I'll just leave the pilot for a second. Who was it? You, madam? Let me just adjust your nozzle. Not like that.
How efficient of you, Hazel. Are you always so responsive? Why, Belinda, I believe I am. At least all my best friends say so.
Is she just showing off that she's got friends? Because I don't think Belinda does.
Also, whoever 15 says best friend.
I know. Best friends.
BFFs.
You're my best friend. Guys, you are my best friend.
Oh my God, you're my best friend.
At least all my best friends say so.
Is that what they say to her? Oh, you're so responsive, Hazel. Yeah. What a weird thing to write in a birthday card. Oh, you're the best responsive friend we have.
You're a great listener. Boring.
Hazel started to move her fitted, tight skirt up her thighs, and Belinda unbuttoned a lower section of the blouse.
She always leaves it in the middle, doesn't she?
She likes that.
Yeah.
It's her trademark. She's like the Wet Bandits, but she just, like, leaves one button on her blouse.
Yeah.
Another Home Alone reference. Love it.
A change in the note of the engine prompted Hazel to say, we're halfway back.
Always working. They're going to get on like a house on fire because Belinda's never off duty.
Also, how does the hum going from mean that it's halfway back?
Yeah.
That isn't a thing.
Because nothing will be happening at that point. Surely just in the full altitude and they're not going anywhere.
Half a tank of fuel, guys. So that's how you work it out.
Oh. And what, and it makes a different sound, does it?
Yeah.
The first half of the tank makes a really weird, low sound. The second half of the tank is really high pitched.
And also they only have enough fuel for the journey. There's not like a drop more.
A change in the note of the engine prompted Hazel to say, we're halfway back. The plane's starting to descend. Rub my clit, Belinda. Please.
Whoa, okay.
Is that a safety measure?
Do you descend when you're halfway there?
Hey.
Is it a good time to be rubbing someone's clit? That seatbelt sign's going to go on any second.
And don't say please. Please. I'm so desperate. There's
something really horrible about how polite that is.
Rub my clit, Belinda. Parentheses. Please.
Please.
Oh, like, it's so sad.
We're halfway back. The plane started to descend. Rub my clit, Belinda. Please.
Down, Belinda. We're going to die.
It's my last chance to have my clit rubbed, please. How many people do you think in a plane that's going down goes to the person next to them, please, just rub my clit.
You make me feel better.
I know they're saying to, like, get the, like, the oxygen on, but please, just rub my clit.
Belinda obliged Hazel and Hazel obliged Belinda. By the time the landing gear was down, the girls had become firm friends.
Oh, best friends.
And were on the brink of orgasm.
What? So it took them, what, about 45 minutes, I'd say? <Yeah. laughs>
And they started to descend.
Oh, Jesus.
With their seatbelts fastened, they were ready for the bumpy landing in the windy conditions.
What?
For fuck's sake.
Is wow. that sexy? In the windy conditions?
Are they not going to climax?
But
they
that's
were on the
dangerous.
Brink.
If their hands are snaking up each other's skirts and then you have one of those really bumpy landings.
So, a bit of turbulence.
Honestly, you could be wrist deep, yeah. Honestly.
Oh, God. They'll be fisting each other in no time.
Oh, God. Jamie.
That's what it's called.
Please.
As the plane's tyres screeched multiple times on the... multiple times? That's worrying.
That's not a textbook landing.
As the... As the plane's tyres screeched multiple times on contact with the tarmac, both girls climaxed simultaneously.
Wow. That's pretty... that's intense.
It's
like,
good timing as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
They really... I presume that's down to Hazel.
It's hard to do.
She timed that well. That's not the first time for her.
I was going to say, as a co-pilot, she's like, best time to orgasm when you're landing.
Absolutely.
It was as well their screams were muffled by the landing. Belinda didn't need any adverse publicity in front of her 30 new customers.
Then don't masturbate yourself and someone else in your seat.
Also, it's not that loud in the cabin when it's landing.
Yeah, you can't hear what's on in your headphones, but you can hear in the background.
Is that how you orgasm? Tough landing, Belinda. Purred Hazel. Sorry, that should be... Tough landing, Belinda. Purred Hazel.
Is that you purring?
That's my purr.
Is that how you purr?
That's how I purr. But everything worked out very well, I thought. Even the aerofoil flaps came up at the correct time.
They really did.
Is that a euphemism?
They really did. Say it one more time, I just want to hear it.
Tough landing, Belinda, purred Hazel. But everything worked out very well, I thought. Even the aerofoil flaps came up at the correct time.
Sounds like she was really in the moment, like checking out the window, the aerofoil flaps.
Don't talk about the flaps, aerofoil or otherwise.
Enjoyed it then, Hazel.
Hazel laughed and straightened her skirt. Now in back-to-work mode. Clearly. Belinda buttoned up her blouse and put on her tired but still sexy high heels.
What does tired but still sexy mean? He said that twice.
I feel like scuffed but still...
Are they still sexy?
Structurally sound.
Is structurally sound still sexy?
Belinda buttoned up her blouse and put on her tired but still sexy high heels.
Don't keep saying it.
Yes, it was a very eventful flight.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it most certainly was.
And that's the end of the chapter. Oh.
Well, well, well.
Oh my gosh.
Do we think Hazel's going to be a permanent fixture on the scene?
No, I think that's Hazel out of the picture.
Mm. And do you think Betty and the other one?
They may be back, Betty and Vicky.
We'll see them at the O2, surely, for the big speech, which I'm really looking
Tickets
forward
to. Tickets available now. It's probably sold out. I mean, it's the hottest ticket in town.
It's bigger than Beyonce.
Do you know what hasn't sold out yet?
What?
Our My Dad Wrote a Porno book.
I mean, if that happens, it will be an absolute godsend. I mean, essentially, it is Rocky's work at the core.
Yeah.
This is people's opportunity to own it in paper form. I know that will surprise a lot of people, delight some, and scare the rest. This could be the perfect christening gift. You know, like when you have got to think of something that's going to... You know, something that someone's going to keep forever.
For a baby.
Yeah. I think that's good.
Open it on your 18th birthday.
Exactly.
There you go.
You know, sometimes people buy some vintage wine or kind of a spirit and they're only allowed it once they're old enough. This could be that thing.
This book will appreciate.
Absolutely. 100%.
Do you think it could be for funerals? Could people be buried with Belinda Blinks?
I mean, it's morbid, but it's not a no from me.
What a great read on the River Styx.
It's ideal. That should just be our marketing campaign.
So you can already pre-order it now on Amazon. So just Google My Dad Wrote a Porno.
The full original book of Belinda Blink 1 and some added extras from us and from Rocky. I mean, that is money can't buy content.
Exactly. And in the meantime, get in touch with us on Twitter at Dad Wrote a Porno.
You can email us, mydadwroteaporno@gmail.com. We've got some great emails, so keep them coming.
Mm-hmm.
And you can Instagram us at mydadwrote. We love the pictures you're sending in. We've had such good artwork.
Illustrations.
Amazing artwork. Like, actually really good.
We got a very interesting artistic impression of the scene with Giselle and Sean, etc.
Yeah, that was amazing.
And tastefully done. There was nothing to expose.
It was Instagram safe.
Yeah.
Watch out, Michelangelo.
So you've got to check out our Instagram for all of these amazing pieces of fan art that people have sent in, because they are eye-popping.
And we're on a little social network called Facebook as well. Some people have heard of that. So just search My Dad Wrote a Porno. So what is the next chapter?
Chapter 9 is called Motivating the Sales Force.
I dread to think how she's going to do it.
I can't imagine it's a speech.
Maybe it's at the O2. Who knows?
I'll book the tickets.
Make sure it's front row.
But I'm not paying any more than like 40 quid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.